Hey, what tie do I have on today?
Strawberry.
That's good. Strawberry tie. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
See my strawberry tie? Now, why do you think I'm wearing a strawberry tie?
Because you have strawberries.
And? And our festival's coming up. That's absolutely right. And you know what? I have the most perfect strawberry right here. It's right here. You think you get nothing from Cold Spring Church? You do. You do every single week and more. John, do you like strawberries?
Sure.
Would you taste this? Because this actually, these are hand-picked. And these are absolutely... I think my wife just laughed then. I can't believe she did that. I think that's the perfect one. Just taste that for me. Yes, I do.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. What do you think?
It's California grown.
California grown. But it's a perfect California grown. Okay, just wanted to make sure it's perfect. Yes, it is. You like strawberries? Who else would like to try a strawberry today? Yes, there you go. There's a spirit right there. I want you to tell me, yes? What do you think? Most perfect strawberry ever. I like how these people think. Anybody here want to try a strawberry today?
Sure.
That's the spirit. Thank you, Brian. What do you think?
Seriously, if you have any more left afterwards, I'll take it.
All right, then. That's the spirit. How about someone back here?
I could just stand you waiting for one.
Thank you. Oh, no, of course.
How about it, Dave? On a scale of, say, 1 to 2, what do you think?
Sour, but they'd be good enough for Eileen making shortcake.
There you go. That's the spirit. That's what I like. Always adapting. So strawberries. You know, when people say they have the perfect strawberry, it's really not the perfect strawberry. But you know what it does mean is that it's perfect for what it is in representing a strawberry. So this strawberry tastes like a strawberry. I was going to throw you off. There's actually a couple blueberries in here too, but I figure you knew the difference. But if you were going to reach in and actually pull out a blueberry, I would have corrected you. But a perfect strawberry has to be a strawberry. But each strawberry is unique. Every single strawberry, even the ones grown locally, John, even the ones grown here, each one has a unique taste. And sometimes good discriminating tasters, like maybe John is, you could tell if they were grown, you know, organically or not. You could tell which farm they may have come from. If you're familiar with, you know, every year growing up in the same area and the strawberries taste the same from the same farm. And you know, you and I are a lot like strawberries. We like to think that we're perfect. We like to think that we have kind of things going on. We're able to manage and we make good choices. But you know, sometimes we don't. And God has invited each of us to be the very best we can be at what we are. Each one of us unique. Each one of us is just a little bit different. And because of that, together, we can enjoy God's blessing. Because God made you to be unique, not the same. And each one of us, if we had a job description of the perfect Cold Spring Presbyterian Church worshiper, you know what? All of you would make the grade. Because each of us bring our own qualities and our own abilities, our own experiences in the past, the reasons you came here today, all different. And on Mother's Day, just know that your mom thought you were perfect. And she was right. I'd like to recognize our moms today. Tell you what, if you're a mother, and don't mind saying so, in other words, you do have kids and they would be here if they were in the area. Why don't you just stand for a moment? And also grandmoms, any grandmoms here? This is great. Can we have a round of applause for our moms? Each one of these lovely people are unique. Each one has brought their own gifts. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. That they've blessed us and blessed their families in their own unique ways, and every single one of them is perfect. And also, we have some. There are men, recognizing that there are men, granddads, people who maybe you've been a mom to in different families, and we recognize them as well. You know, today on your way out from worship, our deacons thought it would be nice to present a flower to each of our moms, or if you've been a role of a mom, or maybe you're going to see a mom later today, but please take one as a gift to remind you. This is a perfect plant, and this God made this uniquely for you. So the one that you get is the one that God ordered in advance for you to receive, and we hope that you enjoy it with our blessings. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your love today, and thank you that you've promised to surround us by people who care about us, that we need not be alone. Thank you that you've made each one of us perfect. That is that perfect expression that only we can do as we follow Christ, becoming more like him. And may we show love to kids. We're grateful for our moms, for those in our life who provided the role of mother, so important. And we're here today to celebrate that goodness and mostly the love that you have shown us, for you are indeed perfect and blameless. And thank you for giving us life today. In Jesus' name, amen.